Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, it's one of those sequels that ups the ante from the first one in the best possible way. It's still irreverent, it still is fresh, and it's even funnier with more action, more character development, and I gotta say, better songs. As a Chicago guy, I was floored when I heard Alyona Haynes and Jeremiah Lakeshore Drive used in a big scene. What, are you kidding me? And Volume 2 hit me right off of the bat with one of the best musical dance scenes ever. Now, along with Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, John Travolta, you're going to have to mention Baby Groot. He does his dance moves to ELO's Mr. Blue Sky. This sprout will have you in the palm of his branch. And here's the thing. It's right in the middle of an over-the-top superhero opening action sequence that becomes a mere backdrop for the little twig as it sets the tone for what turns out to be, really, the most fun movie I've seen so far this year. If Baby Groot steals the show, he ain't the only thief. The talking raccoon Rocket gives it his best with his wisecracking, angry insults and violent nature, and he's voiced by Bradley Cooper, multi-Oscar nominee, and I know they don't give out awards usually for animated voices, but I would say Rocket, Cooper's best work. And the big blunt muscle head with the big laugh tracks, he's pretty great too. Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, Zoe Saldana's Gamora, they spend most of the movie on family and 80s TV unrequited romantic issues. Plus, newcomer Kurt Russell has a ball as Star-Lord's dad, a god named Ego, who loves the song Brandy, lives on a psychedelic planet, and gives the movie its main plot. There's ticked-off gold people, there's Ravagers, there's Yondu and his boys, and a certain action movie icon. Many conflicts, a lot of really top-notch action that is not boring at all. Fleetwood Mac, Cheap Trick, Cat Stevens, and a barrel full of laughs. You probably already noticed there are five short teases after the movie, with the best being Groot's next stage of development. So don't rush out of the show when it's over, because you know what? It ain't over. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.